Hey guys, it's Pleasance here, and I just wanted to invite you to one of my favorite annual offerings that I have with my friend Allison Tepper, Nourish Your Year, Nourish Your Life. This year, our retreat will be held January 11th to the 13th in Maryland, about an hour outside of DC, close to the BWI Airport, Baltimore. And I just want to tell you that this is one of my favorite weekends because we get to dive into the stories around food and body image and nourishing our bodies and our lives, especially around the winter, around the new year. So delicious, such a wonderful way to connect to our souls and our sisters. This year, we're hosting it at the wonderful Zigbone Retreat Center. It's a gorgeous area. I can't wait to explore this with you. Feel free to go to littleohm.com to sign up. Feel free to email me any questions and hope to see you there. Hello, Soulful Self-Care podcast listeners. Today is a special episode based on email feedback that I got. I sent an email out to our community last week around a workshop that I was thinking of hosting, or a support-ish group. It's not quite a support group, but a group where we talk about sobriety and experimenting with sobriety. And I had a very large response to this, wanting to talk about it, wanting to experiment with it, and wanting to investigate in a supportive setting our own choices around alcohol, specifically alcohol. And I felt really called to provide a community and an area where we can talk about that. And then looking at the calendar and at the few weeks ahead, it's November now, we're really moving into the holiday season. My highest self, I was journaling about this, and my highest self said, you know, let's bring people together. Let's talk about this before the holidays. Why are we going to wait for January? And the response from the mind was, that's crazy. What are you crazy? What are you doing? Nobody is going to consider this or even think about this before the holidays, which is big drinking time, basically between now and the new year, right? This is a really heavy, fun party, alcohol, numbing, joy time. And so I sat down and thought, okay, let's have a workshop live in DC. And I looked at my own schedule, and you know what? It didn't feel right. It felt jammed. It felt too soon. It felt like I was, I'm just really mindful of my own energy right now and what I want to be putting in the world and how it's all coming out. And so I thought, you know what? What if I just do a podcast episode about this and we talk about, and I just invite you and really encourage you. I'm sitting here in my living room. It's super early in the morning. I'm sitting here with Miller, and I'm thinking about all of you listening who are feeling afraid of the idea that you might consider to experiment. I'm not saying forever. I'm saying experiment with quit drinking, experiment with abstaining from alcohol for the next 2 months. Like, what if you did it for November and December and saw how you felt? Here's why I think this would be really powerful. Even if you're scared, I know you're scared. Even if you feel triggered or angry or resistance towards this, I understand. I felt all of that as well as I was going through this process. So I really, really empathize with you and sympathize with you. I don't know which word is better in that case, because I feel it all for you and with you. And I felt it myself as I have been exploring this. So the thing I want you to think about is that as we move into this season, I don't want you to come out of Thanksgiving or the holidays thinking, okay, now I'm going to quit and now it's easy, because January is like riding the wave of the health industry of like new year, new you, which I can't stand that concept. You are beautiful and wonderful as you are. You might have some things you want to deepen or rich or like enrichen in your life or learn more about in your life, but you are a whole perfect being as you are, flaws and all, shadows and all, drinking or no drinking. Okay. So that's the first thing. But
quitting to stop, if you stop drinking in January, you are riding the wave and the energy of other people and what they're doing. What I'm challenging you to do, if you're listening to this, is rise above. What I'm challenging you to do, what I'm asking you to experiment with, is what if you quit before the holidays? What if you experiment with stopping before all the parties? You know that feeling of like you go to a party and you drink too much and the next day you say, okay, I'm not going to drink anymore. Or you wake up and you're like, oh, I don't feel great, I'm not going to drink today. And then you get to the holiday party that night and you end up drinking. I want you right now, proactively, intentionally, to be ahead of that, to be before that. Like, what if all through November and December, you did not have any of those mornings? What if all through November and December, you woke up and you were able to be fully present in your life without a hangover? And you were able to really feel energized. And even the smallest hangover, even a few glasses of wine or a few drinks, many of you have reached out to me and said you don't feel great with even a one or two. So what if you experimented with doing the quote unquote hardest thing during the hardest time, right? Quit drinking during the holidays, like before the holidays. And then as you sail into January, you have a solid confidence around whether how you want to have a relationship with alcohol, what it really looks like, and you will have been through the quote unquote hardest time. And I understand that these holidays do not bring joy to everyone. I've heard from you guys. You've told me there's so many memories that are stimulated. There's so many loneliness and anger of relationships. So what if we approach this holiday season looking at our inner lives, using our journals, using nature, using each other, support, if you're in Thrive, using the Thrive platform, if you're not, using your own sacred communities, hopefully you have one, if not, start one. That's what 2 weeks email was like, start a healing community if you don't have one around you. But I'm really saying, okay, midterm elections happen. A lot of you guys are, the new moon was yesterday and today. A lot of people are feeling energized by that. You're feeling a spark of curiosity and excitement about what's ahead and what's possible. And I am going to really encourage you to rise above and experiment with a no alcohol November and December and just see how you feel. There's a great book called This Naked Mind by Annie Grace. Annie Grace is actually coming on the podcast. I'm super excited about that, but grab that book. It will support you. It's really practical, gives you a lot of the health benefits, but also the real life benefits, but just also the stories that we tell ourselves. And it's not a shame book. Also, she has, I think her second book actually is a 30-day experiment with not drinking. I don't have it because it hasn't resonated with me. It doesn't feel like something that I need in my life right now, but it might be helpful to some of you if you look on Amazon. But I know that it sounds crazy, but I don't want you to wait until January. I want you to be free of that abusive relationship or that addictive relationship or that unhealthy relationship now. And many of you, maybe you don't have that. Maybe you're like, oh yeah, I have one glass of wine a month and it works fine. Then this is not for you. Then this is not who I'm talking to. Okay. Those of you who are listening at this point and you know you're drinking a lot and it's affecting your energy and your life, this is who I'm talking to. That was me, right? I knew that it was, although I wasn't an addict or an alcoholic, that my relationship with alcohol was abusive, that I was using it too much and that I was not waking up. This is what's really interesting about my body was that I was waking up early, but the potential and the clarity and the energy and the inner strength of sobriety is profound. Let me just say that. And the other thing that I think is really fascinating is then when I wake up and I'm feeling, if I'm feeling really tired or I'm feeling really low energy, I know it's part of my cycle or I'm getting sick or something like that. It actually hasn't happened. I can't even think of any, maybe one day since July where I have been up early and slept in, maybe one or two where I was up late for other reasons, or it was around my cycle. So the reason I'm saying that is because, again, I want you to think of all of this as experiments. here are some things you can journal about to help support you since we won't be able to meet live. And you can also share this podcast with friends or family, male or female, who might also be experimenting with taking a break, is what is your relationship like? What are you noticing about when you want to drink or when you reach for drinks? Are you numbing pain or numbing joy? You've heard me talk a lot in the podcast about my interesting insight that I was numbing a lot of joy, that it felt like I was drinking with joy, not necessarily pain. I do pain really well. I do darkness really well and shadow. I really know how to digest that and face that. That's kind of one of my superpowers. But the joy piece was something I was definitely using a glass of wine to kind of bring down a notch. So noticing when you're reaching, noticing when did you start? So go back into your life, sit down with your journal and contemplate, when did I start? Why did I start? What was alcohol like in my family? Another question that you might have is, do I need more help and support? Do I need a therapist? Do I need to go to AA, to the support Al-Anon for a little? Or families or children of alcoholics, I know how much this has penetrated our society. Also parenting and marriage, like our relationship to alcohol deeply affects all of our other relationships. And so one of the things, one of the threads that I pulled as I was journaling over the past 4 or 5 months about this is, and I wrote about this, right? It was my relationship with Mel and alcohol. I wrote a blog post about that. But also my relationship with my children and alcohol. That was a little bit in the blog post about Mel, but I have a 10 and a half year old and she is so proud of me that I'm not drinking. She's talking about it. She's telling people and she's really, just noticing that I'm not drinking. And that to me, I'm proud of myself and I'm proud of being a role model for her because that feels important at this stage. So look at your past, look at your relationships, look at how you make it makes you feel, and just continue to be curious about your inner life, to be curious about this without shame and blame. Okay, that's really the underlying message. Experimenting with not drinking for these few months during the season of so much alcohol is, I don't know, I think it could be a real gift to your life. So I'm going to encourage you to try it. Reach out to me, Pleasance at Little Ohm. Let me know what you're trying. Let me know how I can support you. Let me know how it's going. Let me know your resistance. You know, this is a piece of just our life work that I feel like, again, I always love talking about things that other people don't really want to talk about authentically. And so this is an opportunity for you to have that kind of support or reflection. Even if I don't respond at length to everything that comes in, I do read it and I do think of you. And I do bring you into my heart and my mind. And I'm really excited to see what unfolds from this and in your own life. And know that you're supported. And I know you can do it. That's the thing. I know if I can do it, anybody can do it. And I really mean that, is that I know that it just can be really powerful. So may you be happy. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you live with ease.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.